When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Roddy Nabalsi joins us every Friday at 11:40 during the Georgia football season, UGASports.com. He always picks his walk-up music, and it's always related to what's going on with Georgia. Georgia doesn't play this week. They have a bye in the first round of the college football playoff. How's it going, Roddy?
What up, Rod?
Going fine, gentlemen, doing fine. This is called Chill Bill, and it's a chill weekend for the Georgia Bulldogs. They get to sit back and whistle and think about, you know, hey, who's going to play? They're not up in that god-awful cold that we saw at Notre Dame and snow and everything. They get to take on whoever wins that game, so they're just waiting.
Do you think – I mean, they would never say they do, so I'll just ask you if you do. Do you have a preference between the two teams, Indiana and Notre Dame? That's another thing, obviously, for Georgia fans to be watching tonight. That's your opponent, so watching them closely. But do you have a preference as to who Georgia would want to play?
Yeah, personally, I absolutely want Indiana. I don't like the thought of facing Notre Dame. Yeah, they did lose to NIU, and I basically jinxed them by saying they don't belong in the playoffs, which means they'll face Georgia and probably win, but just to make me look bad. But it's a situation where I think that Indiana has not faced anybody tough, and I like Georgia's chances on the big stage versus a team that hasn't been there before.
Hey, Rod, I think, you know, the news came out about Carson, but I don't think anybody was surprised by the fact that he was not going to play in this game. And obviously Gunnar Stockton is going to be the starting quarterback. But I had a question because I wanted to think about what since Kirby's been here, what do you think this offense, which team do you think this offense will resemble with him at the quarterback position?
Well, it's going to be the exact same offense. It's just it'll look more like Stetson Bennett's when he was here because, I mean, think about how many times Carson Beck, if he had just kept the ball on one of those read options, he'd still be running. I mean, there's just, you know, there's so many times you're like, Carson, just tuck it and run, go. But you know that, that he's their number one guy. And Kirby Smart doesn't like to have his quarterback run a whole lot. When you don't have a clear and ready backup. But Stetson Bennett won you some games with his legs, and then all of a sudden, mid-season, Carson Beck started doing that, and there are 3 or 4 plays that absolutely changed the outcome when he decided to take off running. So now you've got a guy that you can call a pure quarterback draw on. You know, you can call GH counter and let him follow. So I like the idea that he gives him a threat. And, you know, the weak side guy, the non-play side guy, can't just crash in like he has been.
Right. Were you surprised that the Carson Beck stuff kind of officially came out this week about him not being able to play on New Year's Day? I know Kirby would have loved to have had it be at least a bit of a mystery leading up to game time.
It blew my mind. Everyone, all of a sudden, I started getting calls like, do you have the Carson Beck news? And I'm like, hell yeah, we reported on December 9th.
Yeah.
Right.
And then on the 10th, we broke the news that he was going out to look for a second opinions and third opinions. This is not news to us. And all of a sudden, we saw like breaking and stuff like that. I'm like, what the hell, people? Don't you read UGA Sports? We've known this for 2 weeks. So it did kind of blow my mind a little bit. I'm like, this is not news. We told you he wasn't going to play in that game. And we said that he's most likely done for the playoffs. But if he gets something, if he hears something different out in California, which is where he went, maybe he's back for January 20th. But it does look like it. You don't get a second opinion if you like the first thing you heard.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Rod, what do you think he does? What do you, I mean, as far as, because he does technically can't come back. Now, I was up there that Saturday when he walked out with the seniors and everything like that. But if this injury is where it is, he probably won't be able to you know, do anything for a while if it's the injury that a lot of people are predicting. What do you think deep down that he does?
It has been odd. He has not really been talking with the staff a whole lot.
Okay.
Because he's still in the, you know, gathering information stage. So he hasn't really told them exactly, you know, where his mind is on this. But, again, complete speculation on my part. He came back for his senior year. That was it. And he would make a lot of money playing. Remember, George basically gave him, you know, $1.5 million to come back. Well, he's made a lot of other deals since then, so he's being paid really well. So it's not like he's dying to get to the NFL and get paid, but he also, hey, what happens in college? You can get hurt. So go ahead and get to the league, and, you know, the NFL is in dire need of good quarterbacks. He's a good quarterback. So he sees his market. And, again, just like running backs, he has a limited shelf life. He can't spend all his time in college, so I'm pretty sure he's gone. I'm pretty sure he's done for the year. And he's going to go off to the NFL, and you know that's a lot of why this rehab and these second opinions are, is to get prepped for the NFL.
Rodney Nabalsi joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy from UGASports.com, talking some Georgia football, college football in general as well. Just give me your thoughts on kind of the way the last couple weeks have gone down. I mean, we're all looking forward to the playoff, and the bowls are fun. All that stuff, but the transfer portal opening and signing day and people opting out of bowl games so they can transfer other places, opting out of playoff games so they could transfer other places. Like, what has been your feeling on the way this has all gone the last couple of weeks?
I can't use those words. I'm on radio, so if you follow us on TikTok, we can use those words, but we can't use them here. It has been a bad situation. And you look at the Penn State QB, who basically wants to play at Penn State, but you know, he knows he's a backup quarterback. He knows he has to go somewhere else. And he has to leave them in the middle of the playoffs. He doesn't want to do that. It'd be like Jalen Walker saying, look, I got to go. I know I'm a team leader. I know everybody loves me, and I love it here, but you know, the spots are disappearing. You don't want to see you lose a guy like that, but that's what they're forcing them to do with the way the transfer portal set up. And My thing is, you need to set it so that it's just in the spring. I know everyone says, hey, well, then you miss spring ball. Well, too bad. You know, if you want to leave and be able to play immediately, then you have to wait till the spring. Let the teams get through the playoffs. Let everybody do what they're going to do, unless, of course, a coach is fired. But I think moving the timetable up for the signing classes was good, unless, you know, it wasn't quite as god-awful as it was last year. But maybe that also needs to be moved back, too, because you need to assess out of high school what your roster needs are, and you don't know what your roster needs are until after the transfer portal's over. So it's just a mess. It's getting better, but there's still weeks of DB dots, just like with the playoffs, though. And say, what about the playoffs? I love it. Everybody's so, you know, you got four games on campuses. Everybody's engaged. I think the playoffs, besides the automatic buys, that was stupid, but the rest of it's dumb. I mean, the rest of it's just people are thrilled about that besides that part of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rod, there is no chance that Kirby loses any coaches, right? Because I was thinking about it, because what job would be out there? The first name that comes to mind is Glenn Schumann, obviously. But there's nothing really out there that would make him leave this job.
Well, I mean, there, you know, people came after Todd Harley. Some schools talked to Glenn Schumann. And I know they like everybody likes Mike Bobo. You know, there are some teams that were looking out. I mean, Todd Harley with the Southern Miss job was talking to him. He could still lose coaches, but here's the thing. If he doesn't, it'll be the first time in a long time. Remember, this year he's got four new coaches.
Right.
So, you know, he's lost coordinators. He's lost position coach. He's lost Rand Brown, you know, position coach to a head coaching job.
Right.
But if he's able to return all, you know, his entire staff, that will be first time in a long time. And I do want to give Coach a shout-out for you know, he's not going to win Coach of the Year, but this may be his best coaching job ever. So with the four new coaches and all that stuff, I'm impressed with the fact that with all the injuries and the losses in the NFL, the fact that they're the number two seed in the nation is just mind-blowing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let me get your thoughts on, I know we talked a little bit about Indiana, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame, the other three that are going to be played tomorrow. What underdog do you feel like has the best chance?
I think, isn't Clemson the underdog in that game?
Oh, yeah, by 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I know it sounds weird, and they've been horrible. Georgia blew their doors off, but that team believes in itself. So I'm not saying they're going to win, but I'm saying, if you say which underdog has the best chance, give me Clemson for just an absolute right. shock.
Hey, Rod, talk about Clemson. I just saw this morning, hey, Dabo, I guess he going into the portal to get him some guys. How about that?
That's kind of what – maybe that's their top of mind, just because – I was so stunned by that they're the only right. one I'm thinking of right off the bat. But, yeah, that had a lot to do with it. I'm like, hey, he's going to adapt. You know, hey, it's adapt or disappear. You know, if you right. want to adapt to survive. And, it's not like players aren't, you know, he can say, look, we're not going to go to the portal, but that doesn't mean his players won't go to the portal. So, you know, it's kind of like fool me once, shame on me, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. So here's a situation where he's like, you know, we could, there's some guys who want to come play at Clemson. Remember, he's got a national championship. He is a legendary coach. You know, he's going into the Hall of Fame at some point for what he's done at Clemson. Clemson gets a lot of guys drafted. They're an attractive school. And so, and remember, back in the day, Randy's days, they paid players pretty well. So they can do it again.
Way to go. Way to go, Rod. That was an unnecessary shot.
Roddy, thank you. Great stuff as always.
I appreciate you, Rod.
Take care, guys.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com.